Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'll be speaking on the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Are you aware of that, translator? No, you weren't told. You weren't given? You weren't told. In the phone, yeah, but I'll be moving around a bit. Did you get a printout? No. Oh, that would be very helpful for you. Hmm? Okay. In the last 2 days, I've been speaking about, among other topics, well, the overall topic was disobeying one's guru, but much of the discussion was about Bali Maharaj disobeying his guru, Shukracharya. So I thought to speak today on a related subject, or the center of the subject of Bali's refusing to follow the order of Shukra, which is Vamana Leela. I've written some notes on Vamana Leela. I've written different notes on different parts of the Bhagavatam. Not so much. Some idea in the very far back of my head to go through the Bhagavatam and make comments on all the different parts. But I have so many writing projects that I doubt I'll get round to that. So I thought to just read some of the comments and at least share it in this way. Krishna Leela is very sweet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is very sweet. Chaitanya Leela Shukapur. Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Leela Sumadhur, Krishna Leela Shukapur, Duhe Mele Hoi Sumadhurja. Shadhu Guru Prashade, Jejan Ashvade, Shejane Madhurja Prachurja, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very sweet. Like Amritapur, which is milk. One understanding of Amritapur is milk boiled with rice. So it's very sweet. But Krishna Leela, if we add in the consideration of Krishna Leela, it's like putting a drop of Karpur, camphor, and it becomes very sweet, even more sweet. And if one gets the Maha Prasad of that sweet rice from sadhus and gurus, the idea is that you take the prasad, the food, which comes from the mouth of sadhus and gurus. But here the sadhu guru prasade, here the idea is that by the mercy of sadhus and gurus, if you take their remnants, what they have enjoyed, whoever can taste that sweetness of Chaitanya Leela, Krishna Leela, they experience immense sweetness. So Krishna Leela especially is very sweet. Gaura Leela is very sweet. Ram Leela, well, in the estimation of our acharyas, it's also very sweet. Sweetness is the essence of God's being God, not His power, not His majesty, not His glory. With the six qualities of God, but which are often quoted to show that he's God, but in the estimation of the Gaudiya Acharyas, Madhurja Bhagavata Sar, sweetness is the essence. So Ram Leela is also very sweet, but unlimitedly sweet, but Krishna's pastimes are even more unlimitedly sweet. Logically, that sentence doesn't make sense, but it's beyond logic. And then if we see all the other avatars, in my humble opinion, the Vaman Leela is also very sweet, and maybe the next sweetest. The human-like forms, which is an English way of saying it, but actually they're the original forms of the Lord, they are, well, again, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Jata Kela. What is that? Krishna Jata Kela. Narabapu Taha Shurup. I forgot a few words. Krishna Jate Kela Sarvotam Naralila. Narabapu Taha Shurup. Among all of Krishna's various sports, in his various avatars, the topmost are in the human forms, and the human form is his very form, his own personal, intimate form. So other forms are there. We can't say they're not him, but the human-like form. So in the human-like forms, we have especially Krishna, Rama, Vamana, Parashuram. That's not very sweet, Parashuram Leela. It has its own qualities. Sweetness is not excluded, but it wouldn't normally be considered very particularly sweet. And similarly for Kalki. And Buddha, there's no sweetness, there's nothing. So if we're thinking of the Dash avatar, then there are other avatars mentioned in human life form. Dhanvantari, Prithu, Shaktyavesh, Prithu. But in my humble estimation, Vamana Leela is very sweet also. So, text 1 of chapter 18. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Itang Virincha Stuta Karma Viryaha Pradurbabhu Vamrita Bhur Adityam Adityam Chaturbhuja Shankha Gadabja Chakra Pishanga Vasa Nalinayate Kshana. Shukdev Goswami said, after Lord Brahma had thus spoken, glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities and prowess, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never subject to death like an ordinary living being, appeared from the womb of Aditi. His four hands were decorated with a conch shell, club, lotus, and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments, and his eyes appeared like the petals of a blooming lotus. So this is the appearance of Lord Vamanadev. Some comment I wrote on this is an overall comment about Vamana Leela. Each of the avatars exhibits different characteristics, yet the difference between the previous avatar, who was Nrisimha, and Vamanadev is striking. They hardly seem to be the same person. Nrisimha had appeared recently, just a few thousand years. And his appearance was still fresh in the minds of everyone, especially of the demons. It was similar to how the personality of Hitler and the cruelty of the Nazis is still today a prominent factor in Western culture. They were so extremely bad that the trauma they caused extends over generations, particularly for the Jewish people, their prime victims. Nrsimha was good, not evil, yet he was so violent and unsparing of the demons that even the mention of his name inspired in them awe and fear. He knew that he would have to deal with the demons again because generation after generation they are intractable. But he resolved to not again show them such a terrible mood, which is after all only one aspect of his personality. And furthermore, he does not always want to inspire fear. So this time, he overcame them in a quite different way, by cheating them. First, he cheated them as Vamana, who appeared as such a small, sweet Brahmana boy, innocent and unthreatening, and not at all like terrible Nrsimha. And shortly thereafter, Vishnu assumed the charming form of Mohini to again cheat the demons. At least Nrsimha was straightforward. He did not pretend to be anything but the enemy of the demons come to kill them all. Of course, there is no ideal way to deal with demons. They are so bad that only by drastic measures can they be suppressed for some time, but drastic measures are liable to be misunderstood. Nrsimha overcame the demons by brute force. Vamana and Mohini did so by trickery. With Parashurama, it was back to brute force. Ramachandra exhibited the ideal of mass slaughter of demons, but in fair combat according to the laws of Dharma. Nrsimha's anger was so wild and animalistic that even after killing Hiranyakashipu and most other of the demon armies, his anger was not requited, and the demigods were afraid to come before him, lest he also tear them to shreds. Conversely, Rama's anger was restrained by a sense of dharma. He killed as much as was required, which was a lot, but not more. Later, Buddha, again like Vamana, resorted to peacefulness and cheated the demons, this time with voidist philosophy. The highest ideal was shown by Avatara Sa Gaura Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the essence of all avatars. He reformed the demons and made them devotees. So now we'll go to next chapter, chapter 19, text 21. Oh, before that, I don't have the verse reference, but it stated that when Vamana Dev was walking toward the place of sacrifice of Bali Maharaj, that he pressed the earth down at every step. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is metaphorical. Being full of qualities like discrimination, patience, and learning, he made the earth bow down by the weight of his power and mercy. chapter 19, text 21, in which Bali has just said to Vamana, don't just take three steps of land, take some more. Take as much as you need. Not that you'll have to come back again or go to anyone else. Take what you need for your whole life and be finished with it and done with it. The reply of the detached Brahmana boy, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Yavanto Vishaya Prishthas Trilokyam Ajitendriyam Nashaknuvantite Sarave Pratipurayitam Ripa. The personality of God had said, "Oh, my dear king, even the entirety of whatever there may be within these three worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled." Uh, So it's very good instruction, very meaningful instruction. Even if you get everything in all the world, if the senses are not controlled, you'll remain dissatisfied. The exemplar of this principle that Vamanadeva speaks in this verse was Hiranyakashipu, who was Bali Maharaj's great-grandfather. Vamanadeva here hints, and among the demons he was famous, like great hero, just like if someone's it is in Maharashtra, if they're a descendant of Shivaji, or maybe in Mysore, Tipu Sultan or something, that's just, he was a great hero of the demons. So as you speak, you get more ideas. Krishna within the heart gives more ideas. Vamandev here hints that Bali should have known this from the history of his great-grandfather, and that his own endeavors to conquer the universe were as futile as had been those of Hiranyakashipu. Showing great mercy to Bali, Vamanadeva will now relieve Bali of his false possessions and the false pride that he exhibited in supposedly possessing them. In other words, who are you to give me anything anyway? It's not really yours. In the form of Nrsimha, Vamana had separated Hiranyakashipu from his possessions in a manner appropriate for a demon. He will do so to Bali in a manner suitable for a devotee. 8.19.31 Pratishrutam. Pratishrutam eva yai tasmai yadanartam ajanata nasadhu manye daityanam mahanubhagato nayaha. You do not know what a dangerous, this is Shukra speaking to Bali. You do not know what a dangerous position you have accepted by promising to give him land. I do not think that this promise is good for you. It will bring great harm to the demons. How indebted Bali had been and affectionate toward Shukracharya is described in chapter 15, text 1 to 3, and further underscores how unexpected and shattering to Shukracharya and the demons was Bali's defection. Then after two verses, Sarvasvang Vishnave Dattva Murha Vatishyate Katam. If you give everything to Vishnu, how will you live, you fool? Bali transferred not only his wealth to Vishnu, but also his affiliation and affection. This act constituted his breaking from all that he had been previously. Now, a little background to this pastime. On their way to the forest, sage Vishvamitra took Rama and Lakshman to Siddhashram. Vishvamitra explained to the princes the importance of that ashram. He said, Mahavishnu lived in this ashram for a number of years. It was at that time that the emperor of these Asuras, Mahabali, son of Virochana, was ruling the world and conquering even the devas. After having conquered all the three worlds, Mahabali decided to conduct a yajna. A deputation of the devas, headed by Agni, then waited upon Mahavishnu, and Agni said, O Lord, Mahabali has commenced a yajna, and therefore, before it is finished, you should go to him and do something for the benefit of the devas. See, by doing yajna, he gets more strength, even more. He's conquered the heavens, and so the demigods are thinking how to get him out of there, how to counterattack. But in the meantime, he's doing more yajnas to get more and more strength. So it was at this request of Agni that Mahavishnu took the form of Vamana and sent Mahabali to the netherworld. Of course, we find in the Bhagavatam that the demigods combined did. And then the same thing. Here it says the demigods. So here, the demigods together. Then what happened? The demons were literally on top of the world. It's an English saying. If you're, everything's going well for you, then you say, on top of the world. They literally were. Well above there was the Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, but they didn't care for that. That's all for meditating rishis. You meditate. You just say, we're not interested in that. We want to enjoy ourselves. But all of a sudden, their whole world was turned upside down. Almost literally, because he had to go... He got right up to the top and... Phew, you have to go right down again. Go down. The demons, being a militaristic people, were always on the lookout for spies, knowing well that more dangerous than many soldiers of the enemy was one traitor from within the ranks. Right? The higher placed an officer is, the more he is trusted, the more of a liability or threat he is, and the more havoc he can cause if he surreptitiously acts against the state. There are many instances in history of such turncoats. But it was unimaginable to the demons that their king, in whom were reposed all their aspirations for opulent life, power, and profuse sense enjoyment, could himself betray them. That which Bali Maharaj had for so long nurtured within his heart came to the fore, which was Vishnu Bhakti. And despite his social responsibilities, prestige, and position, he could not deny the strong waves of devotion flowing within his heart. He couldn't deny to Vamana. He wanted to give everything. That's what he'd been wanting to do all the time. But he wasn't able to. Now he's able to. Even among millions of great kings in history, hardly a few could even aspire for what Bali Maharaj actually achieved. Hiranyakashipu had conquered over the universe, and Prahlad had inherited the throne. It appears that Virochana lost it. Yeah, actually he lost it, because he lost his head also. Because Indra, once in the form of a Brahmana, went to beg from him, yes, whatever you want, I'll give you. So give me your head. So that was the end of Virochana. Virochana lost it, but the demons again rejoiced upon instating Bali Maharaj on the throne of heaven, which they considered the rightful heritage of the demons. Why are the demigods? We're better than them. We should have it, not them. Bunch of rascals doing all nonsense, worshipping Vishnu. They don't know what's good for them, those demigods. Although Bali thus appeared to be the most successful materialist ever, actually possessing what others could scarcely dream of, he remained unsatisfied even in the midst of plenty. Hiranyakashipu had been similarly unsatisfied, but for a different reason. Hiranyakashipu was unsatisfied because he was Ajitendriya. He didn't control his senses. But Bali was unsatisfied because he didn't want all this. He only wanted to worship Vishnu. Bali's actual ambition was quite different. Samaloshtashma Kanchana. He had all this opulence, but he saw it as being no value, no more valuable than a piece of stone. or a lump of iron. He had heard from Prahlada Maharaj, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. His heart's desire was to surrender everything to Vishnu. It was not possible that Bali Maharaj could have surrendered everything on the spur of the moment unless he had been cultivating Vishnu bhakti. Nor would Vamana have approached a person to give him so much mercy unless he was a devotee. Although Bali Maharaj appeared to be a demon, Vamana knew the situation of his heart. Prahlad Maharaj had been raised as a demon, but at the earliest age he rebelled and openly declared his Vishnu bhakti. Bali Maharaj was different. Although he was also a devotee raised in a family of demons, he maintained the appearance of being a demon to the extent of conquering the heavenly planets and expelling the demigods therefrom. You have to check that in the Puranas, that why was Bali Maharaj like? It may have been that Virochana told him that, look, he may have detected a little Vishnu, but you don't be like Prahlad. Took a promise from him. That Prahlad Maharaj influenced Bali Maharaj to be a devotee suggests that he must have tried the same with Virochana, although he was not successful. Reasons for that may be that the leaders of the demons knew the inclination of Prahlad Maharaj and were cautious that he not spread it to his son. It's just that it's pretty bad having this Prahlad as our king, but anyway, he'll pass on after some time. It's just like many people in America feel, well, it's pretty bad having Donald Trump as the president, but anyway, he'll be gone after some time, so we don't have to emigrate to Iceland or wherever. We'll just wait for some time. Or it may have been that Virochana was simply not interested in devotional instructions, having been born with the demoniac nature, which is quite possible because the son inherits the nature of the mother, generally speaking, more so than the father. It was not uncommon that children, even of great devotees, are inimical or apathetic to Vishnu bhakti. But the grandfather to grandson relationship is often more intimate than that of father to son, so Prahlad Maharaj got a more sympathetic hearing from Bali. It is stated in the scriptures that just by giving a small portion of land to a brahmana, learned in the Vedas, one can attain the enjoyment of swarga. Thus, it is impossible that he attained only enjoyment of wealth on Sutala as a result of giving the three worlds to the Supreme Lord. Learned in the Vedas. And who's more learned than Vamana? He should get something more than just enjoyment of wealth as a result of giving the three worlds to the Supreme Lord. He should get what's more than having the whole world is liberation from the world. And the incidental enjoyment on Sutala should be greater than the enjoyment on Swarga. Bali gave land to Lord Vasudev, who acts as the life of all beings, Jiva Bhuta Atma Bhute. But he is the supreme Atma. This is commenting on the words in this verse. Paramatmana, being the Angshi or source of all the Antaryamis. Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekangshena stito jagat. By one portion of myself, Krishna says, I am situated in this universe. Being fit as the supreme upapanne, he is also the supreme pure tirthartmane. If giving a leaf or flower gives liberation, how much more will giving the three worlds yield? Apavarga dvarasya. Thus merely attaining sutala is not the result of his giving the three worlds. This is from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Canto 5, Chapter 24, Text 19. Then again from Vishwanath. The Lord became Bali Maharaj's doorkeeper, not because of his giving everything to the Lord, but because of his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. And more from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. How can the Lord, who gives Premananda and Brahmananda, give material pleasure to his devotee? In exchange for the land, the Lord gave Bali the bliss of Prema, which brings him under control, since the Lord became the doorkeeper of Bali on Sutala. Then back to my comments. There were many famous heroes of charity, such as Karana, Rantidev, etc. But Bali was different because he did it as an act of bhakti. Others may have done it for the sake of dharma. They may have done it with the thought of getting something back in the future. They may have done it for everlasting fame, but Bali Maharaj did it as an act of love because he wanted to offer everything to Vishnu. Most devotees have the opportunity to gradually cultivate bhakti by regular sadhana and daily offerings of fruit, flowers, leaves and waters. Bali had no such opportunity, but Vamana gave him the chance to do everything all at once, to immediately attain the full surrender that is usually achieved after many years of effort and devotional service. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, and devotees devoutly gather a few of the nicest fruits and flowers to offer to their Lord. Bali had no such chance, but he was given the opportunity to offer all the fruits, flowers, leaves and water in the universe. Seven Chiranjeevis. Bali is one. Any others? Anyone like to offer? Chiranjeevis, they're living a long time, they're going on living. I didn't hear. What did you say? Let's have one at a time. Kripacharya, okay, very good. Hanuman, Vedavyas, Vibhishana, Parashuram, Ashvatthama, very good, you got them all. Bali Maharaj was humiliated by being tied by the ropes of Varuna. A Kshatriya would rather die than be taken prisoner, but Bali told his soldiers to go and was subsequently left alone and was arrested by Vishnu. This was due to his firm faith in Vishnu and the conviction that cooperating with Vishnu's desire was more important than following his material swadharma or maintaining his prestige. In this way, Bali Maharaj passed the test of Vishnu. Bali Maharaj is described as being stitta pragya. Despite being humiliated, he remained fixed in devotion to Vishnu. On the other hand, Dhruva Maharaj, when humiliated, responded with a desire for revenge. Not exactly revenge, but he didn't want to physically kill his father or stepmother, but he wanted to show that I can. You want to put me down? I'll show I can do better than you. Everyone begs from God, but Bali Maharaj was so fortunate that God came to beg from him. The Supreme Lord is the most expert speaker. His speaking is so attractive that it enchants everybody, even the demons. He often speaks equivocally, such as when he called the gopis with his flute. Yet when they came, he told them, "Why have you come to the forest at night? It is all right for me to be here, but for you it is not proper. Apart from being against your duty of remaining under your husband's shelter, it is very dangerous due to the presence of wild animals." Although apparently discouraging them, Krishna thus encouraged the gopis to transcend all material duties and surrender to him. When the Supreme Lord assumed the form of Mohini Murti, she bewildered the demons by her charming appearance and words. Similarly, as Vamanadev, he again charmed the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj, by his beautiful appearance and sweet behavior and words. However, Shukracharya was, he was very expert, and he was the guru of the demons, so he knew everything about Vishnu and his tricks. He knew about Mohini Murti, and he wasn't going to be fooled this time. Bali Maharaj was certainly flattered by Vamanadeva's words of praise. Vamanadev posed as a brahmachari with very little needs and a desire to remain detached. A householder has many needs, but a brahmachari very few. Therefore, Vamanadev begged apparently very little from Bali Maharaj. Vamanadev showed Bali Maharaj that although Bali, was thinking of himself as the master of the universe, actually he owned nothing. Everything belongs to God, who thus did not really cheat Bali Maharaj, nor take anything from him. As the primeval lord of everything, Vamanadev simply asserted his right over property that anyway belonged to him. The real thing he took away from Bali was his misconception of being the lord of the universe. Actually, Vamana came not to deprive Bali, but to enrich him to the ultimate degree. Vamana did so not by giving Bali a kingdom far better than Indra's in Sutala, but still material and thus paltry, but by giving himself to Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave himself to Vamana, and Vamana gave himself to Bali by becoming his doorkeeper. Previously, Lord Vishnu had fought with and killed Hiranyaksha to rescue the earth, and with Hiranyakashipu to rescue the universe. This time, he took the universe from Bali Maharaj, the great grandson of Hiranyakashipu, without fighting but by trickery. Consequently, the demigods and demons fought, but Vishnu did not want to fight with his devotee, Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj pointed out that it is by the Lord's grace that everything is taken away and we lose our attachments. And that was spoken by Bali Maharaj, and Vamanadev made another point that it is only by the Lord's grace that he takes everything away. Vamanadev said, but even more wonderful is that when Krishna gives everything material to a devotee, and the devotee does not become proud. If you have nothing, there's no reason not to be humble. But if you have everything, then it's more difficult. Srila Prabhupada points out that if something happens and we cannot find out what is the cause for it, then we can understand that Krishna is the cause because he is the ultimate cause of everything. That's what Dawkins sarcastically calls God of the gaps. If you can't explain everything, say it must be God. But there will always be gaps because we can never know everything. A mother may be feeding so many things to the child, but if the child is sick, there may be some restriction to what he can eat. The child may think, what's going on? My mother doesn't like me anymore. But it's actually because she likes the child that she's doing this. If she didn't like the child, she would let him eat anything. So Krishna gives and Krishna takes away, and a devotee sees it all as his mercy. Then a quotation from... Sharanapati means to consider oneself completely subservient to and protected by the Lord. Atmanivedanam also means self-dedication, but such dedication may or may not be accompanied by such feelings of subservience and dependence. Bali Maharaj is given as an example of Atmanivedanam without a feeling of subservient dependence on the Lord. That's from our Vaishnava Acharyas. The materialist will say that Bali suffered because he rejected his guru. And then by surrendering to Vishnu, he lost everything. His banishment to Sutala was a ploy by Vishnu to exile and neutralize him. And that on the plea of becoming his doorkeeper, Vishnu actually became his prison warden. Wouldn't let him out to cause more trouble. Materialist may say it like that. From the Ramayana, when the monkeys and bears at Setu Bandha were discussing who can cross over to Lanka, who can jump over to Lanka. So Jambavan said, formerly I had an almost unlimited jumping capacity. However, now at the end of my life, I can only leap 90 yojanas. Long ago when Lord Vamana covered the entire universe, I circumambulated him as he took his three strides. So, just as the superficial reason for Vishnu appearing as Nrisimha was to relieve Hiranyakashipu of his rule of the universe, his appearance as Vamana was to relieve Bali, the great grandson of Hiranyakashipu, of his rule of the universe. But the real reason for Nrisimha's appearance was to please Prahlad, his devotee, and the real reason for Vamana's appearance was to please Bali, his devotee. His method of taking away the universe was quite different in each case. Bali was far less powerful than Hiranyakashipu, and it would not have been difficult for Vishnu to kill Bali as he did Hiranyakashipu. But Vishnu wanted to have a jocular exchange with his devotee, and thus acted as he did. Jocular means in the mode of joking. back to the Sarvasvam Vishnave Dattva Mudha Vartishyate Katam. If you give everything away to Vishnu, you fool, how will you maintain yourself? Shukracharya was a vastly learned and highly powerful brahmana. Only due to Shukracharya's counsel had Bali obtained all that he had. Seeing Bali about to give everything away, Shukracharya tried to bring Bali to his senses by upbraiding him as a mudha. But it was Shukracharya who was the mudha, and Bali, who is the wisest, most knowledgeable person, for Bali had firm faith in Krishna's promise. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejanaf pariyupasate te sham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Bali Maharaj did not fear starving, as did his learned but foolish ex-guru. And if you say, well, how can you quote Bhagavad Gita? Because Krishna hadn't come by that time. Well, anyway, the acharyas, they also employ such anachronisms in their commentaries. it's eternal knowledge. Bali exemplifies Atmanivedana. He fully and unreservedly gave himself to Vishnu, who reciprocated as he promises. Ye yata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham. By giving himself to his devotee. But he is so magnanimous that he gives himself even to devotees who have very little tangibly to offer him. You may say, well, he gave himself to Bali, but Bali had so much to give. What if someone doesn't have anything to give? Alpo Shiva Bahumani Atma Prajanta Prasad. If someone does even a little service, Krishna thinks it to be very great and gives himself to that devotee. So, there was a lot on one verse. It's not really sorted out, it's just all thrown in there. It's not in any particular order. It all needs sorting out. Maybe someone will do that at some point in time. So, Canto 8, Chapter 26. 9. Sulabha yuddhi viprarshe hyanavritas tanutyajaha natata tirta ayate shodhaya ye dhana tyajaha. O best of the brahmanas, this is Bali speaking to Shukra, Oh, best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting, but rarely has one got the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. It is common that a Kshatriya dies while fighting in a dharmic manner, and his doing so is generally considered to be the most glorious act a Kshatriya can perform. However, here Bali Maharaj implies that even more glorious is for him to give to a saintly person all the wealth that he has accumulated with much difficulty over many years. The opportunity to do so is rare, but now such a chance had come to Bali Maharaj unsought, and he was prepared to risk everything to avail of it. In other words, to get a very high-class, highly detached and qualified brahmana to give things to, you may not get such high-class brahmanas, but now he got. Then the next verse on from this, Manasvina karunikasya shobhanam yadarti kamo panayena durgatihi kuta punar brahma vidang bhavadrishang tato vartor asya dadami vanchitam. By giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity. Oh, no, this is not speaking to Shukra, speaking to Vamana. Especially when he gives charity to a person like your... it is to Shukra, like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari, vata. Vata means a little brahmachari. Whatever charity he wants from me, then... Bali Maharaj could Bali Maharaj could defy his guru because his real guru, from whom he had received instructions about Vishnu Bhakti, was Prahlad Maharaj. Up to that point, Bali, in his role as king of the demons, obeyed Shukracharya, accepting him as his official guru. Shukracharya became shocked at this apparently sudden apostasy of his previously faithful disciple, but for Bali, there was no question of doing otherwise. Bali had given his heart to Prahlad and to Vishnu, as will now become known to all. That's already there. Then 8:20:11. Yajanti yagyam kratubir yamadrita bhavanto amnaya vidhana kovitaha saeva vishnur varados tu vaparo dasyamyamushmai kshitim ipsitang mune. O great sage, great saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. Bali thought, I would have been happy to give everything, even if this boy had simply been a brahmana. But knowing that he is Vishnu himself, how much more eager I am to offer him all I have. I simply cannot miss this chance. Verse 14, Sri Shuka Uvacha, evam ashadhitam shashyam anadeshakaram guruhu shashapa daiva prahita satya sandham manasvinam. Translation. Sri Shukdev Goswami continued, Thereafter the spiritual master Shukracharya, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, cursed his exalted disciple Bali Maharaj, who was so magnanimous and fixed in truthfulness that instead of respecting his spiritual master's instructions, he wanted to disobey his order. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur states, Daiva Prahita means that Shukracharya was influenced by previous offense, unfavorable for developing the bliss of praying to the Lord. He doesn't say what the offense is. Presumably the offense was that since the time of Hiranyakashipu, Shukra had supported the demons against Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. More comment. The appearance in this world of Vishnu polarizes. The devotees become more attached to him and the demons become more inimical. In this case, it's sundered, split apart. It sundered what hitherto had been a seemingly glorious guru-disciple relationship, the most successful in the history of the universe. By their combination, they had risen to the top. Bali Maharaj, although a devotee at heart, had felt it his duty to lead the demons against... but the appearance of Vamanadeva forced him to choose with whom to identify himself, either with Vishnu or with the demons with whom hitherto he had been attached. Text 15. In this chapter, Dridham Pandita Manyagya Stabdo Syas Mad Upekshaya Machcha Sannatigo Yastvam Achirad Brashyase Shriyaha. Shukra speaking to Bali. Although you have no knowledge, you have become a so-called learned person. And therefore you dare to be so impudent as to disobey my order. Because of disobeying me, you shall very soon be bereft of all your opulence. Vishnuchakravarti Thakur comments, saying that Shukracharya's words serve to praise rather than censure Bali. Panditamani can also mean respected among the learned. Panditamani means you think you're a pundit, but it can also mean who's respected among the learned. Agya, which means without knowledge, can also mean above whom no one has knowledge. Asmad upekshaya means neglecting me, can mean because of my disregard for the Lord, because I'm neglecting. Stabda can mean fixed. In other words, he's saying you're stabda, you're stubborn, you won't do what I'm saying. But it can also mean fixed because of lack of fear. Thus the other meaning is as follows. Because of surpassing my order and going to Vishnu, soon you will not lose your wealth for a long time, you will attain the eternal wealth given by Vishnu. Then to chapter 21, text number 4. Dhatu kamandalu jalang tad urukramasya padavane jana pavitrataya narendra Svardhunya bhun nabasi sa patati nimarshti lokatrayang bhagavato vishadeva kirtihi. Translation. O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva, who is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus, that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganga, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. More than in his creation of the universe, Lord Brahma's great intelligence was demonstrated when he had the presence of mind to perform Abhishek of Vamana's lotus foot upon seeing it approach his planet. Although Brahma is exceptionally pious and intelligent, Bali is infinitely more fortunate, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead favored Bali far more than he did Brahma. Then, how are we doing? Yeah. A21:28. Tang badhang varunai pa shire bhagavan aha vamanaha nashta shriyam sthira pragyam udara yashasang nripa. O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, then spoke to Bali Maharaj, the most liberal and celebrated personality, whom he had arrested with the ropes of Varuna. Bali Maharaj had lost all bodily luster, but he was nevertheless fixed in his determination. By changing his form from small to universal, Vamana changed the rasa by which others related to him. Gone was the naive, modest Brahmana boy. Now he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demons' attitude changed. They were suspicious of the Brahmana boy, but wholly outraged when they understood him to be Vishnu come to cheat them. Shukracharya's attitude changed from trying to thwart Vishnu's scheme to accepting defeat at the hands of Vishnu, knowing him to be supreme. Bali Maharaj's sister's attitude changed. She liked little boys, but she did not like Vishnu. At first she saw Vamana as an object of her compassion, of her motherly affection, but soon she understood that he was the mighty Vishnu, and far from being protected by her, she as one of the demons then feared and hated him. But Bali Maharaj's attitude did not change. From the beginning, his attitude toward Vamana was one of spontaneous attraction, which did not waver even upon his being apparently mistreated by that mischievous little big cheetah. 8:22:28. Oh, still the same verse. Yeah. Persons who are bewildered by wealth become greatly disturbed and bewildered the moment that disaster strikes. But even though Vamana took all of Bali's wealth, he did not become bewildered. Clearly, he had conquered unsurpassable Maya. His glory, as manifested in this pastime, surpasses that even of Prahlad, his manifest glory. Then Vamana would become Bali's doorkeeper, and Vishwanath Chakravarti said he stays all awake all the time. He doesn't have a shift. His shift is 24 hours. Chapter 18, text 35, and then I'll finish. Oh, chapter. Anyway. Oh, just another quote from the Bhagavatam, fifth canto. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of the three worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with a club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravana came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. You can just imagine Ravana's coming, he's going to attack Bali Maharaj, and there's this tiny, he can hardly see him, this tiny little boy said, stop. And Ravana thinks, not even worth eating, he's so small, I could just pick him up and eat him by being a rakshasa. But just walks past him, and the next thing he finds, became an astronaut, he's flying through the sky. Hare Krishna, Sri Vamanadev Bhagavan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question?
நீங்க எடுத்துட்டு இருக்க அந்த செயல் எங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் எந்த அளவுக்கு நன்மையை கொடுக்கும் அப்படிங்கிறது தெரியுது. அப்படி நீங்க எடுக்கலைன்னா இன்னும் ஆகும் அப்படிங்கிறது என்னுடைய வாழ்க்கையில் ஒரு விபத்து நடந்தது.
I'm so happy that you are doing nice programs for us, particularly the classes that you give are so nice. And in my life
நாங்கள் ஃபேமிலியோட பெங்களூருக்கு ஒரு திருமண விழாக்கு போயிட்டு திரும்பி வந்துட்டுருக்கோம். பெங்களூருக்கு ஒரு திருமண நிகழ்ச்சிக்கு போய் திரும்பி வந்துட்டுருக்கோம் ஃபேமிலியை எல்லாம்.
ஸோ ஒன்ஸ் வி வர் தேர் இன் பெங்களூர் வி வென்ட் ஃபார் ஒன் ஃபங்க்ஷன் தேர்.
எனக்கு அப்போ வயசு 5 வயசு.
மை ஏஜ் வாஸ் 5 தட் டைம்.
நாங்கள் ட்ரெயினில் வந்து பயணம் பண்ணிகிட்ருக்கோம்.
ஸோ வி வர் ட்ராவலிங் பை ட்ரெயின்.
One time எனக்கு யூரின் வந்துருச்சு.
ஐ வென்ட் டு பாஸ் வாட்டர் தட் டைம்.
நான் என்னுடைய ஃபாதர்ஸை வந்து கேட்குறேன்.
ஸோ ஐ வாஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் மை ஃபாதர்.
அவர் சொல்கிறார் கொஞ்சம் முன்னாடி போயிட்டு நீ பாஸ் பண்ணிட்டு வந்துடும் அப்படின்னு சொல்கிறார்.
ஸோ யூ கேன் கோ லிட்டில் தென் யூ கேன் வாஷ் அண்ட் கம்.
நான் போகிறேன் பட் அந்த டைமில் வந்து ட்ரெயின் நின்றுருக்கு எனக்கு தெரியாது. நான் வந்து ரொம்ப சின்ன பையன். நான் ட்ரெயினுக்கு கீழே இறங்கி நான் வந்து பாஸ் பண்ணிட்டு.
So I was a small boy that time. I was just passing down.
But enak theriyadhu train alla pogonu solittu adu pora condition. But enudaya father vandu enna paathittu umbo titti enna kootittu vandutta.
So I was a small child but the train was moving, so my father pushed me to bring me in.
But andha nerathila avaru varla naka enoda nilaiye vandu naan அது வந்துட்டு விபத்தில் மிகப்பெரிய ஆபத்தாக இருக்கும்.
ஸோ இஃப் மை ஃபாதர் ஹேட் நாட் சேவ்ட் மீ தட் டைம் ஐட் ஹவ் பீன் இன் அ வெரி ப்ரிகேரியஸ் சிச்சுவேஷன்.
இப்போ நீங்கள் இப்போது செஞ்சிட்ருக்க இப்போ இந்த செயல் வந்துட்டு சேம் அதே போலவே எனக்கு இப்போது மறுபடியும் வந்துட்டு மிகப்பெரிய ஒரு நன்மையை கொடுக்கறத நான் வந்துட்டு உணர்ந்துட்டேன்.
ஸோ ஐ சி தட் வாட் யூ ஆர் டெலிவரிங் ஹியர் சீம்ஸ் டு பி ப்ரொடெக்டிங் மீ ஃப்ரம் எவ்ரி திங்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண வஞ்சா கல்ப தருபியஸ்ச கிருபா சிந்துபியஸ்ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நமஹ.
ஸோ இஸ் பக்தி விகாஸ் மகாராஜ் கி ஜெய்.